August. We'll call the meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance.
A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, council people are all present, including Joe by phone, and Pat called in and he's ill for the evening. So moving on down, we'll fairly light agenda, so we'll start with approval of the minutes from our regular council meeting that was held on June 17th, pages 5 and 6 in your packet.
I make the motion that the council meeting for.
Motion by Bill to approve the minutes.
I'll stand up.
Seconded by Lyle. Any questions or comments with respect to the minutes? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Opposed? Motion carried. Next on our agenda, appearance requests for agenda items, non-agenda items. Okay, having none. Moving down then, claims report. Claims committee, do you have a recommendation?
Make a motion to approve claims.
I'll second.
Motion by Bill to claim to approve the claims as presented, seconded by Santa. Any questions with respect to the listing of the claims or comments? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor of approving the claims as presented, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Committee reports, none tonight. City finance officer, we'll let Jay do his thing next meeting. City attorney, nothing?
Nothing for me, Gary.
Okay, thanks, Logan. City superintendent?
Holy crap.
Still making your notes.
Yeah, I was thinking. I guess just quick updates on things that are going on. The water tank up on top of the airport was supposed to be starting to get erected tomorrow. So I'm guessing a day or two they'll get that up in the air. And then it sounds like they have CNC looking at doing the tie-in work again for that. I don't know if it's finalized yet, but they're the ones looking at doing it. They're the ones that put the water line in all the way up to the airport. So they'll be familiar with the connections and all that stuff. So it'd be pretty good if they're able to do that. Last week, the Jones Electric was down at the UV plant down by the river. They put in the changeover panel for when the backup generator comes online next week. They put that in there, so we basically had water off for the entire day last Wednesday. So we kind of took advantage of that, and we drained that clear well tank down there and went inside and cleaned out the best we could in the short time we had. So we kind of got a quick clean on that thing, which actually was pretty good when we got done with it. So pretty quick clean on that thing. Now, as far as the generator, it's supposed to be set next Monday or Tuesday. So that one will be online, and then he'll start working on the one down at the booster right below it. And I believe that generator is still scheduled to get here in December for that one down below. It's a few months behind that one. So. But we should have the one up on the UV plant operating by next week, hopefully. So. Is that a call-in for this one?
No. Okay. No. Different call-in number.
Okay. Great Falls Sand and Gravel, I guess if you guys can see, I've got 4th up to Main paved. They got stuff by the First Bank, kind of graveled in, ready to go. And they're starting right here on 2nd to, or 1st to 2nd now, tearing that out, and I'll keep bringing gravel in. If we got a little farther today, RMR can get us gravel, so they kind of had to stop putting gravel by the HO building there, but they'll keep going as gravel comes in. I'm prepping for that road work. The stuff down here on Montana Galena, they poured the south side of that on the Front Street side today. That west side will get poured tomorrow, I believe, going north and south of Montana. And it sounds like early next week they will pour that west side. And then it has to sit for 7 days, and then they'll have that thing opened up. So we're thinking mid-July is kind of our thought process when it's going to be opened up. As soon as they do that, we think it's going to be right around fair time. So we're not going to let Great Falls go through Main Street at that point in time. We'll wait till the week after fair. And then we'll have him close Main Street and do his paving across that one, because I think we can route him around Front Street then and not cause any distractions that way anyway during that busy week.
Parades, yeah. I didn't think of
parade down Main Street.
Yeah, we don't make bigger mess than we have to during that time, so we'll try to keep it open up the best we can, clean it the best we can until that point in time. As far as well field work, those pedometers that we okayed, or you guys okayed last city council meeting, were put in today. He's got one more to do, I think, tomorrow morning, and then they're done, and they'll start data logging all that stuff and doing the reports on that end of the stuff. So we'll start seeing data back on that stuff soon, hopefully. Went down and picked up the trees in Great Falls today for the grant that Lorette had. I don't remember who that was through. We got like the four trees every day at the Arbor Day Foundation, whatever it is. So we'll get those planted tomorrow. I think there's two that go in the park. One goes down here by the bakery on Main Street. I'm not sure where the fourth one goes yet. We'll have to figure out a spot for that one. But we'll get those in tomorrow morning and get them in the ground. Watered good. Other than that, we had Kurt Bass from Century Construction up 2 weeks ago. Kind of did some driving around. Some of the spots we're looking at possibly chip sealing last year, so he's going to give us a price for per units and stuff like that, so we can figure out how much we can do or what we want to do with that kind of stuff. But giving us preliminary numbers anyway for that sort of stuff. Other than that, that's kind of where we're at now. We still have the two guys that are hauling for Great Falls every day, basically cleaning out stuff. Did water samples and things like that today. Well field work have been kind of messing on stuff. And then Parks kids are trying to catch up, and then they'll start hitting Mono as soon as they can here. They had a hard time keeping up during the one so far. Doing the best they can, I guess, anyway. Is there any questions for me, kind of all the projects going on?
Okay. Well, yeah, thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, other matters? Nothing there. And so... anything you want to talk about?
How are you coming on negotiation on the CH?
Oh, good. We have a written or an accepted buy-sell. So they wanted 200. We offered 100. They came back at 150. We have an agreement at 125. I met Ryland down there with Northern Plains last week. He went through that. We have an estimate. It's going to be roughly a minimum of 18. We're going to budget for probably 25,000 of repairs because we don't know. You're just going to get into more stuff. And then had Peter show up with All Seasons, and we went through some of the HVAC equipment. There's probably one furnace that needs to be replaced, and then, you know, some maintenance on the other ones. There's four different furnaces in the place. So, the group is together. We have the board put together. The entities approved from the Secretary of State. There's an FEIN number, and then they will work on the nonprofit status. So. But it looks like we'll close this month sometime. So. Fundraising is the question, right? So,
because what is the city thrown in?
200.
Okay.
And we're going to
our budget.
Yeah, we're going to burn through that just with the purchase, the roof, the electrical, the HVAC,
the basics.
Yep, and then there'll be some. You know, price $8,000 to $12,000 left, and then you still have, you know, concessions, projector, speakers, cleaning.
Sure.
You know, there's some work to be done there. So.
We had a little organizational meeting here at noon on Thursday, last Thursday, and so that was pretty good. I think each of the originating or organizing directors kind of took on a segment. Jade's going to be on the board, which is good from a financial kind of watchdog perspective.
Who else is that? Jeannie, Bryce?
Jeannie, Bryce, Dr. Bridge,
Bill.
Melissa Flesh, and Bill.
Nice. So, motivated people who get stuff done.
Yeah, and the idea was to keep the board a little bit smaller and set up committee group work groups instead of having a larger board and getting bogged down maybe with, you know, and then just get volunteers and work groups. So,
I politely reminded them that that they indirectly made a commitment for $100K, and so I think they're working on that. You know, they're taking that seriously.
I get it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. There's a lot of people want the show house opened up again.
Yeah, and so I think it's everybody's upbeat. What's the motto going to be? Rockin' the Roxy.
Rockin' the Roxy.
Rather than rockin' the Bakken.
Rockin' the Bakken.
Yeah, rockin' the Roxy. And yeah,
so we can put a pump jack on there too.
So yeah. Oh, I think yeah.
No, I don't know. I think optimistic approach is by the holidays.
That would be great. Yeah.
You know, but we'll see.
There's other places I saw. What was it? The Northwestern Energy magazine that came around. There was a little article about the Deer Lodge Theater, and it's run. It's a nonprofit, and it was a really like old like 1910s building or something. And I think it burnt down and they rebuilt it. But at least there's some other places around that have kind of dealt with some pretty big issues. And so they've got. And Bryce said he knew that guy.
And I think Jeannie's been there. Because isn't that where Brianna lives? Where yeah, so yeah. Because right. She said it's a beautifully run facility there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, anything you want to talk about for the or get on the agenda for next meeting? Obviously, we'll go through approved financials, and then I don't know what.
When, start working on.
Yeah, start working on the preliminary budget for the coming fiscal year.
Probably the first meeting in August, I'll run that. You know, we'll have a look at that and then do at least a review of it. The first meeting in August, second meeting, we'll probably do a preliminary advertisement, you know, so then look for approval at that first meeting in September. So,
I guess the only thing to be thinking about, but, you know, kind of looking at where we're going to be for, you know, employee, you know, cost of living, things like that, so working on that. So, anyway, my philosophy is that, you know, if you want to make your current budget look good for a year or two, then you get the pleasure of doing a catch-up at some point. So I just soon kind of keep current. I don't know, you know, council, obviously you can override me, but I think that's kind of what I'd like to see happen. So Jade and I are kicking around some maybe a number there, and 4 or 5, and, you know, for cost of living. So I'll be thinking about that. If you know, have post, I'd probably say, you know, 5 or whatever, if we can work it in the budget. And keep in mind, you know, we have our, you know, and again, I throw that number out. Jade has to work the number to see if it works. And then our health insurance and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, we've covered that. You know, when that increase came in, I think we voted on that.
Yep.
Decided to cover that, right?
Yep. And then we always budget a little bit more for insurance because we get stuck. We have 1 month of it that rolls into the fiscal year before the new budget, so. Typically, it goes up.
Yeah, so those are.
I think that's the trend.
So those are kind of the, you know, things that that I'm kicking around in my head in my moments. But, you know, as we work to that budget. But I think, you know, overall, city council, you guys, you know, we've had good budgets. We've stayed within the constraints, I think, and so I'm, you know. I think financially, you guys have done a good job.
That you do.
No, you guys, you know, and so very pleased with it. Very pleased with it. So if there's not anything to visit about, I'll just go home and enjoy the evening. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Lyle.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Bill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
See ya.